Now, we come here to a very wonderful section. Not that we haven't been in one, but verse 26 says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." Now, Paul is going to show in the remainder of this chapter, and also in chapter 4, first part of it, some of the benefits that come to us by trusting Christ that we could never get under law. In other words, the law never did give a believer the nature of a son of God. Christ can do that. And only faith in Christ can today make us sons of God. And that's the only thing that will. Law never made us son of God. Now let's look at this for just a moment. He says, "For ye are all the children." I'd like to change that. And I think it's in this New Scofield Reference Bible. They have changed that to sons, and I'm glad they made that change, because the Greek word is weos, and it means sons. And I used to say legitimate sons of God, and somebody came to me and said, "Are there any other kind of children that God has other than legitimate?" Well, that's accurate. He doesn't have but one kind. That's legitimate sons of God. And friends, I just use it for emphasis, therefore. You are made a legitimate son of God by faith in Christ, and that's all that it takes. Not faith plus something equals salvation, but faith plus nothing makes you a son of God, and nothing else will make you a son of God. Now, will you notice this? "For ye are all the sons of God." How? By faith in Christ Jesus. Not faith plus something else, but faith. And have you ever noticed that the individual Israelite back in the Old Testament with the law was never a son of God? God called the nation Israel his son. He says, "Israel, my son." Now, the corporate nation was looked at as a son, and also called the elect nation. But that elect nation was generally just a remnant. And the individual Israelite was never called a son of God. What was he called? He was called a servant of Jehovah, or a servant of God. Now, you have, for instance, Moses. How did God speak of Moses? Now, Moses was on very intimate terms with God. And God said to him, "Moses, my servant, is dead." That's what he said at the end. That's his epitaph. That's the best God could say of him. "Moses, my servant." And then the man after God's own heart, David, God said to him, "David, my servant." You see, even if you kept the law, friends, which you don't do, but even if you did, it would be your righteousness. And your righteousness would be actually inferior to the righteousness of God. It would not measure up to his righteousness. And it requires his righteousness, you see. And we are told now very definitely in the New Testament, John 1:11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he the exousion power, the authority, the right to become the sons of God, even to those that don't do any more nor less than simply trust him, believe in his name. He said one night to a religious ruler by the name of Nicodemus, was religious to his fingertips, and he had a God-given religion. It had gone to seed, but he was following that meticulously. And our Lord said to him that night, "Ye must be born again." Nicodemus was not a son of God. He said to him, "Ye must be born again." And I want to make it very plain, and I want to be very dogmatic right here. Your prayers, your fundamental separation, and your gifts that you boast that you have today, and your baptism, will never make you a son of God. The only thing that makes you a son of God is faith in Jesus Christ. That's what Paul is saying here. Now, I want to make this statement. It needs to be made today. And I don't want to be ugly, but I guess I am going to be ugly. My wife says, when you say you don't want to be ugly, you always turn around and you are ugly. Well, I guess that's what I'm going to be. Will you listen? The most damnable heresy that's ever been propagated in this world is the heresy of the universal fatherhood of God and the universal brotherhood of man. It is that teaching of liberalism that has caused this nation to spend and give away about 340 some odd billions of dollars throughout the world. And our insides are hated today throughout the world. Why? Because all of us are the children of God, you know. And we have sat down at council tables, these diplomatic squabbles, with some of the biggest rascals the world has ever seen. And we talk about that we are being honest and honorable, and that today we are all the children of God, and we must act like sons of God. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ never said anything like that. He looked at a group of religious rulers, and he said to them, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the works of your father you will do." Now, I didn't say that. The gentle Jesus said that. Evidently, there was somebody in his day that was not a son of God. My friend, I think the devil still has a lot of children running around in this world today. They're not all sons of God. The only way you can become a son of God is through faith in Jesus Christ.